Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five. Lauren Hill, remember her from the Fugees? She's been sentenced to 3 months in federal prison for not paying taxes on about $2 million between 2005 and 2007. But after Lauren checks into prison on July 8th, she'll serve her 3 months behind bars, and then she does 3 months of home confinement, followed by a year of supervised probation on top of that. She still has to pay the taxes she owes, plus penalties and a $60,000 fine.
Number four.
How's Martha Stewart doing on Match.com, you ask? She says she's gotten more than 20,000 views so far on her profile, and she's actually going to meet two different gentlemen for coffee dates.
Number three.
Tom Cruise going back to the well, playing Ethan Hunt at least one more time in Mission Impossible 5. How could he not? The fourth movie in the franchise was Tom's biggest worldwide hit ever, earning $694 million in ticket sales. Meantime, Steven Spielberg is turning the life of Chris Kyle into a movie. Chris was a Navy SEAL known as the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history. In February, Chris was killed by a fellow veteran dealing with PTSD. Bradley Cooper is going to play that part of Chris.
Number two.
Michael Jackson's family suing concert promoter AEG Live, asking they be held civilly responsible for the criminal acts of Dr. Conrad Murray. And because of that, some of Michael's more embarrassing secrets could be revealed in court. For instance, yesterday, the jury saw Michael's autopsy photo, and they found out that not only did Michael have his lips and eyebrows tattooed on, there were also 3/4-inch scars behind both of Michael's ears, indicating at least one facelift.
Number one.
Anna Wintour banned Kim Kardashian from the Met Gala last year, but she was bound and determined she was going to get on that guest list this year. And with Kanye being buddies with the designer Riccardo Tisci, who ended up dressing Kim for the event, how could Anna say no? Well, maybe Kim wishes she would have, because she is being slammed for that couch with built-in gloves she ended up wearing. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.